Now, local Liberal MP Felix Ellis, Liberal member for Braddon's in Darwin, he's been up there to take part in the Frank McDonald Memorial Prize Tour to remember our veterans. Morning, Felix.
G'day, Darren. Great to be with you.
What's the weather like in Darwin at the moment?
Look, it's fair to say it's a lot warmer than down in Tassie. We're having a bit of a laugh about the snow during the week, and yeah, we've all been sweating away, but yeah, nearly home now, so yeah, it's been good.
We saw the pictures of the Anzac services in Darwin during the week. Big turnout.
Yeah, it's huge, and you know, because Darwin's obviously, it's very historic. It's 80 years on since the bombing of Darwin in 1942, as well as the fact that it's, you know, Australia's second biggest garrison town, you know, behind Townsville. This is where our soldiers, sailors, airmen, US Marines, so they're all there, the Prime Minister and the Deputy Leader of the Opposition, and it was just great to be able to have a group of Tasmanians, including some very outstanding young people there to represent Tasmania as well.
Yeah, now tell us about the Frank McDonald Memorial Prize Tour. Now, this is for Year 9 and 10 students, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a great way of passing on the Anzac tradition in our young people. So it's essentially an essay competition that's run for Tasmanian kids, and the idea being that after they are successful with their essay competition, they all do a profile of a Tasmanian who's died in war. And so previously, before COVID, they went to Europe and the Western Front, and they'd visit the grave sites of the soldiers who passed away there that they'd been researching. A little bit different last couple of years. We're here in Darwin, obviously because of international travel, but that's been great as well, because can I tell you, there are a lot of Tasmanians who, you know, fought and died for this country on our own soil. And so to be able to give the kids a bit of a sense of that as well has been, you know, a really awesome experience for them.
How many kids?
This year it's 12. Normally it's a bit smaller, but as I say, because of the backwards and forwards with COVID, we've sort of done a double lot this time.
Yeah. Right, and you've taken a tour of some World War II sites, you know, bomb crashes and, airplane crashes and bombing sites as well, and Japanese wrecks?
Yeah, so, and that's the thing with the North, you know, it's just, it's weaved into the fabric of the culture up here, but also the landscape as well. You know, you can go to remote outback stations and see bomb craters where the Japanese bombers have been trying to take out some of the remote airstrips that are here across the top end, and you can see all sorts of stuff. I mean, where we were and where people may have seen on their television with the cenotaph at Darwin for the dawn service, behind that is actually the USS Peary wreck in the harbour where 88 American sailors lost their lives on in 1942. So it's something that it really has to be seen to be believed, just how intimately connected this place is with the story of those bombings.
And I think it's great to see so many young people, particularly, you know, students, getting involved in Anzac commemoration services. Like, it was nowhere near this popular when I was growing up, for example, and it's had a massive resurgence in the last 5 years or so, I'd reckon.
Absolutely, and I think as a culture, to be honest, Darren, we've gotten better at moving away from, you know, this argument about, you know, are we valorising war, are we, you know, glorifying it, and moving towards an acceptance amongst everyone in the community that Anzac Day is about being grateful for the service of those people who've, you know, done that on our behalf. And, you know, we see it with our veterans these days who come back with PTSD or physical injuries. We see it with the people who've obviously passed away. And it's amazing how many people have had those connections. You know, some of these kids were literally researching their, you know, their great-grandfathers or, you know, their great-great-grandmothers. And so to be able to keep those stories coming through and that sense of service and pride in being able to wear the nation's uniform, I think is really important for passing that on to the next generation.
Yeah, and just, you know, focusing on World War II, and, you know, it won't be too long before there's no World War II diggers left. So I think it's really important to keep the message alive and keep telling the story.
Yeah, absolutely. And interestingly enough as well, because, as I say, Darwin is a garrison town, and Catherine as well, you know, we were able to go and visit the RAF base at Tyndall, which is one of the largest in Australia, see our new F-35 jet, which Australia's only just taken possession of in the last 6 weeks, meet the pilots there. And so to give a sense to the to these young people, and probably Tasmanians more broadly, because we don't have a lot of big military bases in Tasmania, that, you know, our military history and the defence of Australia is not just something that's in a museum. It's something that, you know, people are living every day. Mm. And so when you go to an Anzac Day service and you see, you know, a contemporary service personnel person there, just to remember that they're doing really hard work on your behalf, and that, you know, that's important to be grateful.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for taking our call. And you see you back on the plane back home today, right?
Yeah, that's right. Can't wait to be back.
All right. Thanks a lot, Felix. Good on you.
Thanks, Darren. Bye.